There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you. Here you are at last. Free yourself from past and walk into the new. Be guided by what's true.
Om Shanti. My heart is a kite held by a string in the middle of a storm. My heart is a kite held by a strong string in the middle of a storm. Oh God, I am not asking you for a calmer storm. Rather, I am asking you for a thicker string. Oh God, I am not asking you to end the storm soon. Rather, I am asking you to make me stronger so that I may hang on longer and see the rainbow after the storm. Hence, the soul is not asking for the storm to end. The soul is not asking to send some help, but rather to make the string stronger, the string, the thread, which is holding this kite. The weather is inclement. The storm is at its full speed. In such a disturbed condition, a kite is flying in the sky. The deepest desire of the soul is to be with Him. The deepest and the greatest, or the highest desire of humankind, is of union. To unite, to become one. Because soul is incomplete. The whole life is a search for this completion. The other half is missing. Where it is, nobody knows. But it is deluded to think that the other half is some male, is some female, is some human being. Union at the level of body is the only union the materialistic world knows. Union of thoughts, union of emotions, union of sanskars. The lowest is at the level of body, the grossest, involving complete consciousness or involvement of body. But greater the body consciousness, the more the frustration it brings along with it. So every act of union of body brings loss of energy, a sense of depression, a deep guilt consciousness, though outward it gives temporary joy, pleasure, but it is just a transitory titillation, a transitory thrill. But deep within, it carries with it a colossal loss of energy. So that is the weakest union. Some people feel that their emotions match with others, their feelings are in sync with others. They become emotional partners. Some become scientific partners. Their thoughts, their logics, their reasonings match. In some, nothing matches, yet there is a respect. But all these unions are misdirected efforts of the soul to seek the highest joy. And the highest joy cannot come unless and until this half is filled by the divine, the highest. One of the famous poets, Rumi, has written, "O God, I desire you more than food or drink. My body, my senses, my mind hunger for thy taste. I don't seek any food. I don't seek any drink. My senses, my body, everything is thirsty and everything is hungry for you, for your test, the test of the divine. Without this drink, the soul is incomplete. Without this divine food, the hunger is not getting satisfied. The eternal thrust of the soul is to drink the divine nectar. The hunger of the soul cannot be satisfied by any food of this world. The hunger of the soul cannot be satisfied by any body or any body. Any body or any body. The thirst is of the soul. The thirst is of the spirit. How can matter satisfy spirit? There are two different components, spirit and matter. The hunger of the spirit cannot be quenched by anything which is matter. Soul is infinite, and infinite cannot be satisfied by anything which is finite. All human beings are finite, all bodies are finite, all the wealth of this world, all the pleasures of this world, anything that you gain from this world, all pleasures, sum total of all the pleasures that are coming from senses, they end, giving a sense of deep emptiness a spiritual vacuum. So the deepest desire of the soul is of the union. And union not with bodily bodies, not with embodied beings, union with the divine, union with the incorporeal, union with the highest. That's why the poet, the singer, the lyricist sings Pritam An Milo, come you and meet. He is the beloved. He is the bridegroom. The Bible has mentioned the word bridegroom for Christ. Ye are the brides of Christ. And the bridegroom is here. Come. The marriage of true minds. The divine marriage. It is not that every time the soul prays. It is not prayer. When you call upon God, it is not always prayer. It is not begging, it is not pleading, it is not supplication. But this is called invocation. You are invoking the divine, come. I am calling you. Come. I am calling you. This call is not the call of a beggar. This call is not the call of a devotee. This call is not the call of a person who wants something. This is not the call of the desire. This is the deepest voice of the soul. Come. Tapta jivanam. We are burning. Kalmash shapaham. We are filled with blemishes, stains. Come with thy untainted glory. Shower upon us thy uncontaminated blessings. So Pritam means beloved. The one who is the soul of soul and heart of hearts. The one who is residing within. Come. So it's not a beggar on the street who is calling. But it is the demand of the soul. It is the right of the soul. It is the thirst and the very deepest voice of the soul. Now you come. All else have failed and we don't seek them anymore. And this world is the world of frustration. And this world is the world of deceptions. And we don't want to get deceived anymore. Enough. Enough is enough. Long we have heard the worldly jargon. Now your melody is needed. The harsh cacophony of the world. We cannot relish anymore. So when you call God, first it should come from the heart. Then only He will come. Superficial calls, He doesn't listen. He doesn't like. Your flimsy and wishy-washy duplicate calls. God is real. And only the real calls reach Him. Not the mechanical ones. Not the plastic ones. People offer upon Him flowers. But He needs the flowers of your heart. The real. The throbbing. The fleshy. With blood gushing in. People keep on offering truckfuls of flowers. He might be finding it difficult to dispose it every day. Beggars and devotees across the world rushing to the temples and churches and mosques and pilgrimage sites They keep on offering and offering and offering. So much voice. They say that first God made this earth, then plants, then animals, and he was very happy. The day he made man, disturbance started. So call should be true. The call should rise from the heart. Then he comes. The call is desireless. The call is selfless. The call is not for the worldly things. Give me this, give me that, give me this and give me this. Nothing like that. There was a devotee and he started worshipping God and suddenly God appeared. He said, ask for 3 boons. The man was unprepared. He never thought such a thing can happen. He thought this is only in stories. So it was a great shock that God suddenly came. Because we are so much used to worship and all the ceremonials that people have forgotten that even he will come. So he was absolutely unprepared for such an unpredictable moment. So he did not understand, but suddenly he remembered that my wife is such a disturbing person. She is the cause of all my sorrows. Oh God, just kill her. And immediately it happened. He came to home and found his wife dead. But suddenly he started remembering how much she used to love him. All the good moments, all the help, all the support and all the love she has showered. All the sacrifices that she has done, and he repented. But there were 2 boons left and he went again to God and said, make her alive. That is the second boon. Then God said, ask for the third. He said, wait, I need time. 2 are already wasted. He thought and thought and thought and thought and he could not think. He consulted friends and people told him, ask for house and property and status. But he wasn't satisfied with all of those things. Ultimately, he went back to God and said, oh Shiva, you only decide what you have to give me. I am at my wit's end to understand, to know, to ask, to rationalize. I don't know what to do. You tell me what I should ask for. And Shiva said, if you really want me to tell you, then ask for only one thing, desirelessness. Ask for desirelessness. Just ask for this. I don't want anything. Nothing of this world. I don't seek. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Kamai. Mama janmani janmaneshware bhagavata bhakti rahe tuki tvai. I don't need anything of this world. Neither wealth, nor property, nor status, nor women. Only one thing, your love. Birth after birth. Just give me this, nothing else. Having got this, I get everything. So when you seek him, when you call out to him, see that it is a very pure call. It is not for the worldly things. It is not for him to come and make intervention in your private personal life. Remove this, remove that. Bring this, bring that. Do this to this and do this to that person. God doesn't interfere in the affairs of this world. He doesn't interfere in the karmic accounts. He doesn't interfere in all such things. So desire is just that you stay. That's it. Your love stays. That's it. The cord stays. The string should be strong enough. I am not asking to stop the storm. But this heart is a kite. And the storm is tempestuous, is vehement, is so forceful. And the kite is tender, and the kite is fragile. And the kite is inexperienced, and the kite is immature. So, O Lord, the string make it strong. Keep the string of my heart in your hand. I don't seek anything more. If at all I want, it is desirelessness. Trishna creates agitation. Desire creates agitation. So, call out to him, but not as a beggar. Not as a beggar. We are not beggars, we are son of King Amritasya Putra. You are children of immortality. Om Shanti.